Well, we've had emergency traffic for most of the last hour, and at 5:09, we head back to the traffic center to check on that with Eric Butler.
Still very slow as you go westbound on the 201 highway from I-15 over to Bangor, where you had an accident earlier. At least we're seeing cars start to move a little bit, maybe about 15 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour. It's better than stop and go. I-15 southbound on as you move from South Salt Lake past the South Interchange, that's also very slow. And you have some northbound slowing from Point of the Mountain heading up to Bangor Highway. Dave Meekum.
Got a pretty good drive heading southbound up over the point. It's coming down the south side of the point heading into Utah County where you start to experience the delays. And it looks like approaching SR-92, it's going to slow down on you right there at the bottom of the point. And then it gets quite heavy, SR-92 down through 2100 North and beyond 2100 North. By the time you get down to Lehigh Main Street, you're out of that. It's that normal slowdown. You also got a little bit of slowing right at Lehigh Main Street, but that's not a big delay at this point. Mark?
You got northbound I-15 delays really in spots South Salt Lake to the North Interchange. The more you get into downtown, the more the speeds will pick up. 215 also got those nagging overflow delays coming up from I-80 as well. Now we got a brand new wreck reported by UDOT northbound I-15 on the transition to Highway 89. So expect some delays there. The northbound I-15 delays stretch up to Layton Hills Mall. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Mark Jackson and the KSL Traffic Center.